Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1659, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Frank that I let it go, that Wayner did. I tell her that I and Mr. Frank both had connection with the girl, or that I lied when she claims that I said that Mr. Dot Frank had connection with the girl. I did not make any statement like that to her, nor did I tell her that I'd done it all by myself, and never to say anything about it. Nor did I tell her that I first choked Miss Mary Fagan, and after she was unconscious, I had connection with her, or that she was young and never having had anyone that I had to tear her privates, or that I was sitting on the box when the girl came down, nor that I had called her, and when she turned back, that I then struck her with my fist, knocking her down and dragging her back where they put rubbers on penicillies is not true, that I told Annie Maud Carter that finding Mr. Dot Frank absent, I dropped Miss Mary Fagan through the hole, and that I then took Miss Mary Fagan around by the furnace and started to put her in the furnace, but that my conscience would not let me do so. Nor did I tell Annie Maud Carter that I put Miss Mary Fagan down there to make people believe that Newt Lee done it, nor that afterwards I found a piece of blank paper and tore it in two, and picked up a pencil and put the paper on the cellar door, and wrote the notes that were found by the body of Miss Mary Fagan. Nor did I tell Annie Maud Carter that I first took the notes and put them in Miss Mary Fagan's bosom, and that I then took them out and laid them over her side. Nor that I then took a thing and opened boxes with and pulled the staple out of the back door and went out of the door, going over to Broad Saint to get a glass of beer. Nor is it true that I told Annie Maud Carter that I went back to the factory to make people believe that I was innocent, but that the truth must come to light. Nor that I wanted to save Mr. Frank by saying that I helped move the body of Miss Mary Fagan, but that I knew that would not work. Nor that afterwards I went and got drunk and started to leave town, and that I knew that that would not do, and that I stayed in Atlanta to show that I was not guilty. It is not true that I told Annie Maud Carter not to say anything about this, that I wanted to serve my 12 months and be free, and that if I could not get Annie Maud Carter, that I would go north and marry some white woman around Cincinnati. It is not true that I told Annie Maud Carter that I kept the money that was in.